may think that thing looks human.
When he looks at me, he sees me as I am.
Guillermo del Toro's The Shape of Water leads the way with 13 nominations, including Best Picture, where it'll battle SAG and Globe winner Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Globe winner Lady Bird, and my personal underdog, Get Out, alongside Dunkirk, Darkest Hour, Call Me By Your Name, Phantom Thread, and The Post.
You cannot reason with a tiger when your head is in its mouth!
Darkest Hour's Gary Oldman leads Best Actor against Timothée Chalamet, Daniel Day-Lewis, Daniel Kaluuya, and Denzel Washington.
It's the law on what you can and cannot say on a billboard.
I guess you're Angela Hayes' mother.
That's right.
Three Billboards' Frances McDormand is the Best Actress favorite against Sally Hawkins, Margot Robbie, Saoirse Ronan, and Meryl Streep.
I made you a champion, knowing you'd hate me for it. That's the sacrifice a mother makes.
I, Tonya's Allison Janney is a virtual lock for supporting actress over Mary J. Blige, Leslie Manville, Laurie Metcalf, and Octavia Spencer.
I'm taking care of it in my own way. Mrs. Hayes, have a seat.
And Three Billboards' Sam Rockwell is the supporting actor favorite over Willem Dafoe, Woody Harrelson, Richard Jenkins, and Christopher Plummer.
Over there, I was a liberator.
Sometimes I actually miss it.
Yeah, me too.
As for snubs, it's a travesty that Mudbound didn't receive Best Picture or Director nominations. Holly Hunter was overlooked for The Big Sick, and Wonder Woman didn't receive a single nomination. Still, there were signs of progress amid the Me Too movement.
Lady Bird, is that your given name?
Yeah, I gave it to myself.
Lady Bird's Greta Gerwig becomes just the fifth woman ever nominated for Best Director. Mudbound's Rachel Morrison becomes the first woman nominated for Best Cinematography. Dee Reese becomes the first woman of color nominated for Adapted Screenplay. And Jordan Peele is just the fifth Black Best Director nominee. See all the nominees on WTOP.com's entertainment page. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley.